The second county district encompasses Mount Baldy in our county, Fontana, Rancho Cucamonga, San Antonio Heights, and North Upland. This past July, the second district county supervisor, Jesse Armendariz, who was recently appointed and voted in, along with the Board of Supervisors, unanimously adopted Resolution 2023-126, which formally opposes the release of out-of-county sexually violent predators into San Bernardino County. In addition, California passed the bill SB 14 last week about the crime of child sex trafficking to now be classified as a serious felony, making it a strikeable offense, meaning some offenders could receive significant prison time. A year ago, we prayed for every city in the county for crime to decrease and their crime grade to improve. Great news, thank you, Lord. Mount Baldy, one of the cities, improved its overall grade from a C in 2021 to a V in 2022. Some crimes that they still we need to pray for that increased slightly: assault, murder, vehicle theft, arson, kidnapping, and vandalism. Areas that decreased slightly include robbery, rape, theft, burglary, drug crimes, ID theft, and animal cruelty. How encouraging. Let's stop and pray for these issues. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful news that Mount Baldy saw a grade improve in every area, significantly in violent crimes and property crimes and in other crimes they improved. We're so grateful, Father, for that to happen. Thank you for answering our prayers of the people who unite in prayer. We can see things happen. But Lord, this SB Bill 14 and the bill that they just passed in our county, the 2023-126, both talk about sexually violent predators. In one case, to children, and in our case here, to anyone, but often it is to children. We pray, Father, that you will defend the cause of the poor, giving them deliverance, especially to the children, the needy, and crush the oppressor. We don't ask that you take them out, but we pray for the ones that are here in our county that we have to deal with, that committed it inside our county. We pray, God, for predators to find help that will actually change their lives instead of becoming repeat offenders. Lord, I know we label them for life and they don't get that erased, and they have to tell people where they live that they are one, and once they've committed that crime. But we pray, God, that they would come to know Jesus and be set free and healed of all the things that caused them to start doing this in the first place. We also lift up the victims and pray, God, they too will find healing and deliverance from that which was done to them without desire. We continue to lift up Mount Baldy, and we thank you, Lord, for all of the ones that already saw less, but we pray that they will continue to see less robberies, rapes, thefts, burglaries, drug crimes, ID thefts, and animal cruelty. And we also pray they would decrease in assaults, murders, vehicle thefts, arsons, kidnappings, and vandalisms. We pray for more salvations, people set free, a greater love for you, Father God, and for people, a respect for law, people's property, people's possessions, help for those that need it. And Father, we ask, like in Isaiah 58, is this not the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? So we pray that more people will fast and begin to see the bonds of wickedness loosed in our county, and people that were oppressed set free, in Jesus' name.